Welcome to the Forward Day by Day podcast, brought to you by Forward Movement. We're glad you're here and hope you'll share us with your friends.
Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Today, the church commemorates the feast of Hadovich of Brabant. Today's scripture comes from Psalm 52, verse 2. You plot ruin. Your tongue is like a sharpened razor. Today's psalm includes, but is not limited to, plotting, deceit, manipulation, hurt, anger, judgment, and vindication. No wonder some prefer not to read or chant or hear the Psalms. Surely this is not what we want from God, demolishing and snatching people from their dwellings. But how do we deal with those we feel have harmed us in some way? The Psalm presents honest expression, the raw emotion of a human being who admits to these negative feelings and tells them to God. God allows this full and virulent expression in prayer. Then we have this same speaker, somewhat self-righteously, standing like a green olive tree in God's house, trusting in God's mercy forever and ever and giving thanks. Psalm 52, verses 8 to 9. This powerful shift from virulent negativity to faith in God is a spiritual mystery. But isn't that the story of the Easter Vigil? As in the psalm, we move in prayer, song, and vision from darkness into light. Pray for the Diocese of Dunedin. And today's moving forward. What do you do with your negative emotions? I'm Rebecca Hatch, and it's my pleasure to read this month's Forward Day by Day Meditations, written by Len Fraser.
A prayer attributed to Saint Francis. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Join the discussion about today's devotional at prayer.forwardmovement.org, where you can also find a full list of today's scripture readings, more daily prayer resources, and information on how to subscribe to the print edition of Forward Day by Day. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement, a ministry of the Episcopal Church. Make a donation or explore our full catalog of books, small group studies, and personal spiritual resources at forwardmovement.org. May God bless you and those you love this day and always.